This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. A happy Wednesday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you're going to find that we've got live streaming, including a broadband version of the show. We've also got the dial-up version, so pretty much anybody who's on the Internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or you can simply log on at freestateproject.org.
Excellent. So there you go. Again, our number 800-259-9231. Now, Jason, you said that you wanted to start things off with a personal story. And again, we'll
take
your calls, I mean, if you make them, but otherwise we have to bring up what we want. So something happened to you? Did you have a run-in with the police again?
Yeah, it wasn't
You're
my
a bad
run-in.
Kid,
it wasn't my run-in.
What happened?
I just got involved. Well, a friend of mine, a good young chap named Dave, he was driving to my house. I was going to drive him to the airport. He had a plane to catch. Well, Dave got into...
All sounds innocent enough. Up till now.
Well, my friend Dave got into an auto accident.
Ooh.
The first he's ever gotten into.
Oof.
And, well...
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. He was fine, and so was the woman who we ended up hitting, who was actually very, very nice.
Okay.
So, and...
Were you there when this happened?
No. Okay. I was at my house, which happened to be about a minute and a half away.
Got it.
So, he calls us up, and my brother and I drive down there, see what the deal is, see if we can help him out. So we're hanging out there, we're waiting for the police officer to show up. Takes the officer about, I'd say, 30 to 35 minutes to show up.
Okay.
Sounds pretty common.
At the accident.
Nothing earth-shattering is happening at this accident.
Nothing yet. Well, what happened is, State Trooper, Pinellas County State Trooper Jarvis showed up. And this man was the biggest meathead, mouth-breathing troglodyte police officer I've ever met.
Really?
Now, every police officer I've met, for the most part, has been a nice, easygoing fella.
Yeah, right? Generally that's true.
This guy, not. Absolutely not.
Really?
He was harassing all of us, myself and my brother, who showed up, because we're kids. Because my friend who got into the accident.
Kids, you're in your 20s.
Well, we're youngsters.
Right. Youngsters. And how old was he?
I couldn't tell.
A lot of cops are young, too, at least around here.
You know, he kind of looked like Sloth from The Goonies.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't really tell. Hmm. Maybe he was just horribly disfigured.
Okay.
Anyways, this man...
How did he proceed to harass you, exactly? I mean, what do you consider harassing?
Well, my friend Dave was in the process of gathering information from the woman and trying to figure out what to do, as he had never been in an auto accident before.
Okay.
The officer then yelled at him, saying that my friend need only speak to the officer, not to the woman, because, I don't know, proper procedure. And then he accused my friend of harassing both the woman and the police officer, and sent my friend back to his car to get some paperwork. Friend grabs the paperwork. He comes back to the officer. He had left his door open, which is very...
The officer?
No, my friend. My friend Dave left the car door open, which is very uncommon because he has OCD.
Okay.
And so the cop says, what color is that car? Is that blue or black? I can't really tell. And my friend turns around, notices that he left his door open, runs over and closes it. Comes back. Cop says, why'd you close your door?
Oh, jeez.
Well, it was open.
Really?
Right. Well, I was looking into your car, and, you know, it seems to me that you running over there closing your car means you have something in there you don't want me to see.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't mind if I searched your car, would you?
Oh, really? And you were there watching this whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And my friend obliges.
Oh.
Always?
It's okay, though, because he's a straight-laced kid and never would have anything illegal in his car.
No, it's not okay. I mean, even if you don't have anything in your car that could incriminate you, that's reason number one to say no, because you're innocent.
And he had a plane to catch, which he told the officer about. The officer knew full well he had a plane to catch.
Right.
Proceeds to open his car, start searching the car. I turn to my friend. I said, You know, Dave, you didn't have to consent to any sort of search.
Did he know?
No, he didn't know.
Oh, man.
So the officer steps out of the car. He looks over at where we're standing and says, "All right, so who's the Matlock?" I said, I suppose that would be me.
Yeah, I guess that's Matlock.
and then he says, "Oh, so think you're a really smart guy, huh?" I said,
"Wait,
well,
what made him ask who's the Matlock?"
Because I told my friend that he didn't have to consent to
the
search.
Oh, he overheard you say that. I understand that. Okay. I thought you were kind of just off to the side and he was in the car and he couldn't have heard you. Okay, got it.
So he asked who the Matlock was, and I guess I was the Matlock.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent me home. He said, "So were you here? Any of you guys here at the time of the accident?" And before we could even say no, he said, "All right, go home. Get the hell out of here."
Weren't you on the right of way? Weren't you on public property? Where did this happen?
It happened on a bridge, and this was taking place in a parking lot adjacent to the bridge.
Hmm.
So I figured I...
But it's pretty safe to say that he wasn't the owner of the parking lot?
No, he certainly was not.
Okay.
And no. I figured I could have stayed and...
But it wouldn't have made things any better for his friend.
Exactly. Who had a plane to catch.
Right.
And ended up missing his plane.
Because
he had his car searched, and because the cop kept... what was his name? Trooper Jarvis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kept him afterwards for 20 minutes, lecturing him on how... on why he shouldn't listen to his stupid pothead friends.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. And did he tell you all about the lecture?
Oh, yeah. He summarized the lecture for us on...
How dare he suggest that you're a pothead? Just because you have long hair?
Yeah. I guess so.
Because you know your rights? I mean, do most potheads know their rights? I don't think so.
I don't know if they do, but...
They tend to get victimized by the police because of behavior like this.
But Trooper Jarvis certainly seemed to think we were all potheads, mm-hmm. and he felt my friend was a pothead, which he, of course, is not.
He said he's straight-laced.
Right? Very straight-laced. And just... harassed him.
Just a very unpleasant experience with the cops.
Well,
absolutely.
It goes to show what happens when you don't know, you know, you don't exercise your rights. Because he wouldn't have been kept there that period of time if it hadn't been for the search and all that stuff.
It's really unfortunate, too. How long did he spend searching the car? They didn't call out the dogs or go crazy, did they?
He spent, after he told us to leave, I'm pretty sure he continued searching the car, so not quite sure.
Hmm.
As soon as I started telling my friend Dave his rights, get out of here, can't have any of that, need to bust somebody.
And he wasn't arrested, he was allowed to go to the airport.
He wasn't busted, he was annoyed.
Right.
Annoyed.
Did he write a ticket for anything? I forgot it was for an accident,
it was for an auto accident.
So he did get
a citation.
Okay. Huh. Well, I would have loved to have had him know to say no to this search and have you actually see what the cop's response to that would have been. That would have been great. So from now on, does he know better? I mean,
he does.
Is he going to say no to these things?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, my friend said at the end of the lecture that the cop gave him, Officer Jarvis, the officer said, "So I hope you learned something today." And my friend said, "Yes. Yes, I certainly have."
Say no. Was that what he said? He didn't actually reveal to the cop what he learned.
At this point, he was really wanting to get to the plane. And you know.
Yes, sir.
Whatever.
See you later.
And he ended up missing his plane.
Man, if you got a bad cop story, 800-259-9231, that wasn't a really bad cop story. It was just kind of a cop abusing his authority or pushing his, I guess you could say, pushing his authority around on people.
Right.
Which is frequently found in the ranks. However, it pales in comparison to what happened in Galveston, Texas recently, where a handcuffed man was beaten by at least two police officers.
Ridiculous.
That's right. He was in handcuffs. We're going to come back with the rest of this story. Was he on PCP? Was he fighting and kicking and screaming and yelling? We'll get the rest. Coming up, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show.
For a while now, you've been hearing about Energized Water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced Energized Water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the Energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right Energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The Wednesday night edition, anything goes. And frequently we focus on the police. In fact, we've got a horrible story out of Galveston, Texas coming up, so hang out for that. Don't forget to go and check out our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with thousands of posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of people interacting there on a daily basis, so be sure you go and check it out. It's free at freetalklive.com. Now, Jason, you just got through telling us a story, not really a horror story, just kind of, I would call it just really a typical occurrence.
Just illustrating Well, pigs.
It was
some
sure.
cops can be.
The ones that are, well, this is how they got that name. I mean, this is how they got the name pigs, is by having people in their ranks like the guy you described. Just a hulking, massive, mean, nasty dude that he certainly is not interested in protecting and serving you. He's just interested in serving his own interests and serving the orders of his superiors.
Right. And as I said before, all the encounters I had had with the police before this one would have been generally pretty nice.
Good.
Mine have been fairly pleasant as well. Thankfully, there haven't been very many of them. Unfortunately, in your case, you had a cop that wanted to search your friend's car. Your friend mm-hmm. didn't know better, and he allowed him to search. And that's the most key element of your story, is that people just are not informed as to what their rights are. They don't realize that they have a Fourth Amendment right to privacy. The cops cannot search your possessions without a warrant. And when it comes to your vehicle, they also need probable cause. Not necessarily that they need a warrant. The probable cause is enough in regards to a pullover situation. But he clearly didn't have probable cause, and the way that one can tell is because
he asked.
Right. He had to ask permission.
Right.
There's your key. Whenever the cops ask you for permission to search your car, that means they have no reason whatsoever to suspect that you have anything. They're totally... It's what they call fishing.
Yep.
They pull over as many cars as they possibly can for whatever BS reasons they can think of. Oh, your taillight's out or whatever. And, of course, you don't know until you get home if your taillight's really out and you can have someone check it for you. They could be lying to you. Oh, well, it must have come back on as you drove home, right? I mean, they can literally pull you over for whatever reason they like.
Sure.
And then they just ask everybody, can we search your car? Or you don't have anything in there that you're hiding from us. You wouldn't mind if I searched, would you? And then people, of course, are bullied by... They feel bullied. They feel threatened.
The amazing thing is that people that have things in their car, like... And we hear stories time and time again on this show.
Mm-hmm.
People that have stuff in their car, like pot, will say...
Or guns.
Okay, you can search the car.
Right.
Maybe he won't find it.
Yeah, right.
That baffles me.
And then they go in and they literally tear the car up.
I mean, if anybody ever had pot in that car before you owned it, they're going to find it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then it's your responsibility.
That's true.
It doesn't matter if it was your friend that you had in the car and a little bud of marijuana rolled out of his pants pocket and got down to the crack of the driver's or the passenger seat. It's your responsibility. There's no good reason to let the cops search your car. If they tell you that they can bring the drug dogs out, or they tell you that, well, actually, now they can bring the drug dogs out. They can bring drug dogs out for whatever old reason they want to.
Well, the
but
thing
not
is
just because
the
you
reason
say no.
People say okay instead of having the drug dogs brought out is because they're wanting to save time. But they don't win this because the cops take forever in searching your car.
Yeah. Yep.
And they tear things up.
Absolutely.
So you have nothing to gain by letting them do it.
So here's another story of police out of control. The Galveston Police Department, according to the Houston Chronicle, is investigating an accusation that two Galveston police officers beat a handcuffed homeless man. In an incident, the daughter of a prominent developer said that she witnessed. Patrick James Woods, according to his attorney, was arrested May 8th by Galveston police on a charge of resisting arrest.
Wait,
how can you be arrested for that?
I was just going to say, how can you be arrested for resisting arrest and nothing else?
I don't understand.
Hmm.
In a signed affidavit, Sheridan Lawrence, daughter of a local developer, said she was in her car when she witnessed the Galveston police officers beating Woods as he lay handcuffed on the ground. She said, I began to flash my light to show the officers that someone was watching their activity. And their activity continued, which, as she describes it, was kicking and striking the black male lying on the curb. Lauren stopped her car, and with at least four others, said she watched as Woods was kicked at least 15 times by the officers
wow.
before a police officer told her to leave, which she refused to do. She remained at the location watching, and at no time did the black male, who I have learned was Patrick James Woods, resisted arrest, according to her affidavit. And then she apparently contacted the police chief about this the next day.
These boys are going to get in real trouble.
Hope so. Woods, who Griffin says has been arrested several times for a variety of offenses, including public intoxication and marijuana possession, pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest. Since then, Lawrence has hired Griffin to represent Woods. Also, the woman actually hired
the
attorney.
Lawyer. Wow.
Right. Last week, a county judge ordered a new trial for him in August. Griffin thinks his client is innocent. Quote, I can imagine the officer saying that they stopped him, he resisted arrest, they used force reasonably. In a written statement Monday, the police chief, Kenneth Mack, said a preliminary investigation into the arrest of Woods did not reveal any actions by the officers that caused me any concern. No, the whole beating and kicking thing, no biggie.
Yeah. The bruised and bloody prisoner, no indication.
The statement also indicated that Mack talked with Lawrence about the incident, but said that, quote, the beating as described is inconsistent with the injuries documented in the photographic evidence taken immediately after Mr. Woods' arrest. So, because she described a slightly different beating, it's not quite the same beating that Mr. Woods received.
Well, what about the other three people in the car?
I don't know if they were all in the car with her, but there were maybe some others around.
Four cops, four people in the car. Those boys are in trouble.
There's two cops.
You can't cover. It was two cops?
Yeah.
You can't cover this up. Sorry.
When asked Tuesday if either of the officers involved in Woods' arrest had been suspended, Mack referred to the written statement he made Monday because of what he called an ongoing investigation in connection to the incident.
It sounds like Mack needs a good suspension.
Yep. Well, of course, this is how it is. It's a cover. You know, you've got to cover. What's it called? Professional courtesy?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they call it in the business?
That's what it is.
Griffin said the incident
was... Now, can we be heard in Galveston? Because I'd sure like Sheriff Mack to call.
We did pick up a lot of Texas affiliates yesterday with Radio Free Austin. I'm not sure how far Austin is from Galveston, but I don't think they are one in the same.
No.
But if we're on a Galveston, call us, 800-259-9231. Griffin said the incident with Woods, whom he describes as a homeless person with a drug problem, so he deserves to be beaten, started when two Galveston police officers approached him as he was leaving an alley. He said Woods stopped for the officers and that several witnesses did not see him resist arrest, as police allege. Griffin said, quote, when I went to the jail and told him what was going on, he just kept repeating over and over and over again, white woman in a BMW, white woman in a BMW. It was like a miracle on 34th Street. He's not used to people standing up and saying, we're willing to help you. Lawrence was out of town Tuesday. She said in a statement, quote, I witnessed a brutal beating of a man in handcuffs by two Galveston police officers. I felt I could not walk away from this and ignore that it happened, as many people very easily could.
Absolutely.
Why would you want to take on the cops, right? Especially if you're a nobody. Luckily, this girl's got a little bit of cash because she's, daddy's a big developer in town. And so she hired this guy, a lawyer. The man's rights had clearly been violated. I'm hopeful that Chief Mack will do his very best to get all the details about this man's arrest and subsequent treatment. Well, it seems like Chief Mack doesn't want to do anything beyond the donut box.
Of course not. It's a good old boy network.
Exactly. Protecting their own. The police, that's all they do. They serve and protect themselves. This is your show. Take control, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Summer's here, and it's time for the blockbusters. No, not Hollywood's latest romance or action film. I'm talking about getting your car ready for cruising around the block and beyond. We'll review the script when I come back.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
quiet on the set. The scene opens on your garage. And if you follow this script, you'll be an automotive action hero. Lights. Remember, a clean lens makes any picture brighter. So inspect bulbs and replace those burned out. Makeup, as in make up a list of vehicle fluids that need to be seasonally monitored. Climbing temperatures cripple cooling systems. So check the level, condition, and concentration of coolant before hitting the road. And action. Carry basic tools and a first aid kit for an emergency. But remember, for red carpet treatment, take your vehicle to a certified technician. That's a wrap. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The Wednesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every single moment. And don't forget to grab up the archives. If you miss a moment of the show, they're all there for you for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, the archives go back. We got 6 days worth of them right there on the front page of the site. Easy to access. And then if you even need to go farther back than that, if you just really need a fix of Free Talk Live.
Something you missed and you want to check it out.
Or maybe you're just tuning in for the first time and you want to go back as far as possible and listen to as much as possible. We have people that do that.
Mainline some Manwich.
Exactly.
Fill up your hard drive space with nothing but Free Talk Live.
You can go all the way back to March 1st thanks to our friends over at downloadradio.org. And there's a link to their site, their great site, on ours. It's all on the house. None of it costs you a dime. At freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check it out. So we've been talking about cops and how they're just out of line. They really are. And I think it's unfortunate, too, because I really feel sorry for the cops. I feel sorry for the good cops.
Absolutely.
They have to work with these jerks, with these big buffoons who think they know it all, and they're going to enforce their authority on you. And they, with all of their, can we search your car, with all of their pushiness, they make cops look bad. They make cops seem as though they're not really here to help us. And if they are here to protect and serve us, they certainly don't act like it. Or at least these certain ones don't. Of course, they get all the attention. I'd love to have a good cop story. If someone wants to call in with one.
Oh, there's lots of them.
800-259-9231. Just to balance things out, because we certainly slam on them enough on this show. And I don't intend for it to be that way. I just think it's important to point out when cops are out of control. Like in Galveston, where you got two guys beating a handcuffed man on the corner of the street.
Well, that's the nature of news. I mean, I believe it was in the early 70s when Nixon asked America, well, why isn't there any good news? Well, some radio stations tried to switch over to the only good news format.
It doesn't work.
Those radio stations all went out of business within the first year.
Sure.
Not out of business, but I mean, they changed their formats within the first year.
Right.
So it just doesn't work.
No, I agree with you. I'm not looking for an hour's worth of good cop stories.
No.
I'm just looking for, one. I'm just saying, if you don't like how we attack the cops on Free Talk Live, give us a good one.
I think everybody's got a good cop story. I'm certain they
do. Yeah, I've got one.
Yeah.
Cop gave me a jump one time.
That's
when
nice.
He was off duty.
Yeah.
Tell me about the EU.
That's the story I've got here. Now, you're going to have to forgive me. I don't know all these Frenchy words.
Okay.
All right. Guisard regrets constitution sent to the French people.
Guisard.
It was a crucial mistake to send out the entire constitution. This is the European Union constitution that they tried to get passed 2 weeks ago, and the Frenchies voted it down along with the Dutch.
Good, right.
Good for them. Well, but you might think so at the end of this story. Then again, you might not.
Okay.
It was a crucial mistake to send out the entire constitution to every French voter, the architect of the EU's first constitution.
Wasn't it 200-plus pages?
I think it was even longer than that.
I believe it was.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I know it was. Valerie Guisard
Bang said in an interview.
In an interview with
Val.
That's him.
Oh, really?
His name is Valere.
Oh,
you know they have androgynous names over there, like Michelle.
I gotcha.
Whatnot?
Right.
Francois.
Let's call him Val.
Let's call him Val.
In an interview with the New York Times, his first since the French rejection of the Constitution 2 weeks ago, the former French president apportions most of the blame to President Jacques Chirac for failure in the referendum campaign. One crucial mistake was to send out the entire three-part 448-article document to every French voter, said Mr. Guessade. Over the phone, he had warned Mr. Chirac already in March, "I said, don't do it! Don't do it! It's not possible for anyone to understand the full text."
Oh my
God. This is the reason I'm reading the article. This one line right here. "It's not possible for anyone to understand the full text."
These people are so stupid.
Well, I think the whole idea that, you know, the governing of people is such a complicated matter that the people themselves can't understand that governing is a dangerous place to be coming from.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's suggesting that he knows best and nobody else can understand his wonderful ideas.
Just vote yes on it. It'll be fine. I promise.
And this is...
Guessade will take care of you.
It's the same sort of attitude that, you know, that surrounds constitutional law in this country.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution's a pretty clear document to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And but if you read constitutional law, for instance... The Supreme Court found that it was unconstitutional for states to vote in medical marijuana.
Mm.
The people of those states, not even the legislators in most cases, it was mostly referendi
mm-hmm.
where people voted this stuff in. The Supreme Court decided, yeah, that's not constitutional. You remember that wheat bill of 1930 whatever? Yeah, we're going to apply that here.
Right.
What? And somehow they that's what they ruled. And, of course, Congress voted today. They voted down the right of states to, you know, the protection of the federal government, the right of states to govern themselves in this area.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a bad thing. It was about 160 to 264, I think.
And you said it was mostly split along party lines?
Almost all Republicans.
It.
Now, these are quote-unquote conservatives, fiscal conservatives, right? These are the people. Now, when they were out of office, I loved what they had to say.
Right.
The Republicans have a great message out
of office. Liberty, liberty, liberty. Freedom, freedom, freedom.
Liberty, small government. But how are you going to tell me you want a small government when 80% of the people that are in jail for drug crimes are in for marijuana? You want a small government?
No, we don't
government?
Want them to hurt themselves. So.
Or danger.
Get the government out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I want a small government, too, you know. I used to be a Republican. Before Bush, I would have called myself a Republican to some extent when Bush was first voted in.
Right.
I did not vote for him. I was moving at the time, and I didn't have a polling place, so
I
didn't get to vote in that election. Before the Republicans got in, that was all they would talk about. But now, they're no better.
They still talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't do anything about it.
Yep.
They do something about it, but it's usually
growing the government. Yeah.
Yeah. And
the small government Republicans have grown the government since they've been in office.
Isn't it bizarre, though, that an issue like that would be split on party lines? I mean, there's no Democratic plank that says they want to legalize marijuana. Mm-hmm. And is there a Republican plank that says that marijuana should be illegal? Maybe
no.
There is. I don't know. I don't know what all their... You know, what all their planks are, but it just seems kind of bizarre to me. I mean, if you're really for small government, you're really for the principles that this nation was founded upon, you have to support states' rights.
Mm-hmm.
Was that why the Democrats were voting for it, or were they just voting for the medical thing?
I'm sure they're all just looking at pot, you know, right. And voting one way or the other. I like pot, I don't like pot. Pot's good, pot's bad, you know, whatever it is. People should have the right to smoke pot, pot's bad, and nobody should have the right to smoke it. You know, that kind of nonsense.
It's just disgusting to me.
It really is.
Control freaks. And, you know, we were talking actually with the Free State Project on the Free State Project, or actually it might have been NHFree.com message boards, about the Real ID Act. Now, the Real ID Act, when it goes into effect, the states will not be forced to participate. And this is, again, the national identification card that Congress has created. The president has yet to sign it, but certainly he will. Well, the states get to opt out. And so the suggestion is, well, if the state opts out, then the feds are threatening those states that opt out that they'll sever all federal ties, that no more federal money will come into those states. And so that means that it's kind of like an easy way to just kind of get out of all these federal programs and sort of free yourselves. There was one issue that I had with that. We'll come back with it. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We are back, Jason.
Yes. We didn't realize the mics were potted up.
800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. You can, of course, get online with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have a section of our website dedicated to the women that listen to this show. And there's more than who are showing on the Shrine. But those who have made it to the Shrine have taken the time to send us their photograph. And some of them have taken the time to actually take a photograph specifically for Free Talk Live. And in those photos, they are usually holding up some sort of signage that reveals the fact that they listen to the show, and we call those our validated Shriners. We also have the Hall of Shame for those ladies, those so-called ladies who have attempted to fool us over the years. So you can check it all out.
I think the chances are pretty good that it's mostly not women sending us those
pictures. Right, for the most part, yes, at freetalklive.com, so check that out. Hey, speaking of ladies, we go to female calls first, so let's talk to Josie in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
I
think the first bad cop story that comes to my mind was 3 years ago. I had 48 hours to get to California regarding a custody issue court date concerning my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving through the town of Santa Cruz, and coming into the city, there was a cop sitting at the gas station, and he saw me drive down the little road, and he immediately pulled out and followed me. And I knew I wasn't speeding because the speed limit was 25 or 30.
Okay.
And I pulled over, and he said, "Missouri plate." He said, "What are you doing out here?"
None of your damn business.
I know. I just looked at him, and I said, I didn't know that I needed to let the police department know what I was doing here.
Yeah.
And, I thought only convicted sex offenders had to report into the police when they arrived in a town.
And he just kept pushing it, and he said, "That sure is a long ways, you know. What are you doing here?" And I said, I am here for a court situation, a domestic family issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I didn't know that I needed to supply an itinerary for you guys.
Ooh.
And
harsh.
Yeah, it was. But he listened to my story about my daughter being in the hospital out there and the court date, and he said, "Well, since I don't have a way to validate your story," he said, I'm gonna let you go, but just know that we're watching you."
Is weird.
I had just come into the town. It's like, that was quite a welcoming.
Welcome to Santa Cruz.
Probably thought you were trafficking drugs or
home of the banana slugs.
Well, sir, I was looking around at buying property in this area, but now that I've met you, I'll reconsider.
That was my most recent, probably as of 3 years ago. Another time...
It ought to make you feel a little better that you probably can't afford to actually live in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, right?
But, and then another time I was driving from Minneapolis back to Missouri, driving through Iowa with a gentleman who was a person of another race than I am. And we were pulled over by a state trooper who was of the same race that I am.
Okay.
And he said that our taillight was blinking. We had a brand new rental car that we had rented.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew that wasn't the issue, and this person would never speed. He always set the cruise control, never 5 miles over.
Got it. So you were a passenger in this car?
Yes, I was a passenger. He was the driver. He asked us for the registration. He found out it was a rental car. He verified the fact that it was a rental car through the rental company. He actually went through the pains to make sure our contract was legitimate and current.
Okay.
And he searched our car.
How can... Now, did you give him permission to search?
He didn't... Well, no, we didn't at that time. He just said he was going to search it.
Mm.
And so at that time, we were younger and very naive. Today, that would never happen.
Yeah, so you didn't know at that time that you could say, "Well, where's your probable cause, officer?"
No. And the only thing that ended up happening was I got a citation because I wasn't wearing a seatbelt at the time he pulled us over.
Mm.
But the driver was, but I wasn't. And he just tried his hardest to find something on us. And anyway.
It's just a fishing expedition for these guys.
Yeah. And then when I was growing up, my father had a pawn shop in Kansas City.
Oh, you just got a whole bunch of stories. Go ahead.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry.
No,
quite all right.
Not a problem.
This certain town, this suburb that we were growing up in, had a very bad reputation of crooked cops.
Uh-huh.
And they would, often they would come in and raid my father's business,
really?
take the cash that he had, and just tell him it was business. You know,
Gosh.
Yeah.
They'd come in and just demand cash and just say, "See you later."
Take the cash that my father had.
Protection fee.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. That's what the mafia does.
Yeah, that was what us children used to watch. That was what I observed growing up about this.
You used to see uniformed police officers come into your dad's store.
In the cars and in their vans and come in and just conduct business and, you know, take my father's cash. And if he put up a fuss, you know, they would shut his business down or find a reason to you know, declare it a...
Sure, they could run a sting and sell him a so-called stolen stereo. And
We faced that a few times. As a matter of fact, I got kicked out of the private school we were going to because he eventually faced that.
Wow.
But, so anyway, that's just a few of the stories. I tried to think of a redeeming story about...
There must be one of them out there somewhere. Josie, great call. Thank you for making it, and tune into us again. We're on six nights a week there on
KTXL. I will. I just started listening to you guys. I like your show. Thank you.
Well, thanks, great. We're glad you're out there. And join us online at freetalklive.com. We really would like you to be our newest addition to the Shrine of Female Listeners. Thanks, Josie. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Conrad is hanging on very patiently. We are going to get to you, Conrad, and your calls as well. Anything goes. He wants to talk about marijuana. This is your show. You take control. 800-259-9231.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when. Act now. Call for your free catalog. Toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Conrad in Moorhead, Minnesota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi. I'm a Free State Project member.
Excellent, sir.
Congratulations.
So are we.
Thank you. I was wondering, now that the state has, or the federal government has passed that federal laws supersede state laws, if we succeed in New Hampshire, how are we going to overturn those kind of laws and legalize marijuana, things like that?
Well, you know, there's this this Real ID Act that's coming up, and I touched on this earlier. Have you heard about this, Conrad?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it was passed by the House by over, actually passed by the Senate 100-0. I'm not sure what the House version of it was. There were a few dissenters in the House. Anyway, it's going to be signed, no doubt, by President Bush, and then that means we're going to have national standards for driver's licenses. Now, they can't really do that constitutionally unless the states volunteer into the program. Now, so they're saying that, okay, you states don't have to play along, but if you don't, then we're going to just go ahead and cut all the federal we're going to make it so your citizens, the citizens of the state of New Hampshire, for instance, cannot go to federal airports or any federal property or deal with any federal agencies, which to me sounds like a blessing in disguise. It sounds to me like a perfect opportunity, and again, maybe I'm not in possession of all the facts, maybe it won't quite work this way, but I'd love to see it happen this way, in that if New Hampshire was to just say no to real ID and therefore cut all of its ties to the federal government, wouldn't that be kind of like a one-way ticket to the freedom that we're looking for, Conrad?
That wouldn't stop FBI agents from coming in and like taking down marijuana users and stuff like that, because
I see what you're saying there, but then again, if we're not, if our police departments in the state of New Hampshire are not taking any federal money anymore, then they don't have any obligation whatsoever to help the feds. In fact, if we were in if we were in control politically in the state, we could pass a law that says that federal agents are no longer allowed in the state of New Hampshire.
And you don't think that the federal government would pass some sort of judgment and have a judge go over that and say that that's illegal, that we can't do that?
They may very well try something like that, but, you know, it's the practice as opposed to, yeah, I mean, this is where you get kind of sticky. You know, what happens when the police stop the FBI from coming across, you know, the state line, that kind of thing? And everybody, I'm sure, is going to be very, very careful, but
yeah, if you've got the people of the state of New Hampshire saying we don't want federal agents in our state anymore,
and bullies really are
in conflict.
Bullies really are cowards. You know, they got another 49 states to pick on. That's where
Absolutely.
They're going to go and pick.
They're not going to mess with the hornet's nest, if you will, or the porcupine nest.
That's right.
Of the state of New Hampshire.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, what about things like Waco?
Waco is certainly
like
isolated. It's an isolated incident. It's a group of people all living together in one piece of property, and that was only the result of one particular guy. They were just looking to get in touch with David Koresh, and they just totally went about it in the wrong fashion.
both times Janet Reno was the AG in charge, more or less. I mean, she's not in charge anymore. Not to say that somebody else couldn't be. But
I mean, they're going to have a tough time hunting out 20,000 Free State Project members and all the other liberty lovers and those people that aren't signed up to the Free State Project, because there's a lot of people that are going to move in there that never sign up for the Free State Project because they're afraid to put their names on a list. So it's going to be a huge movement. We're glad you're a part of it, Conrad. Check in with us again sometime, man. Thank you. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold and Silver.